Now, moving on, and the Russian president says that civilians should be evacuated from Ukraine's Kherson region as Kyiv's troops push further south. Vladimir Putin made those comments as he marked Russia's National Day of Unity on Friday. It's his first acknowledgement of just how volatile the battle for Kherson has become. Ukrainian forces have been advancing towards the town now for weeks. The Russian army says more than 5,000 civilians are now being evacuated every day. Kyiv, for its part, is describing those moves as deportations. Well, let's speak to Harry Fawcett. He is in Kyiv for us. Harry, can you talk us through what's behind the sense of urgency we're seeing now in Kherson?
Well, I think a lot of people are looking for the answer to that question, and it's not really clear at the moment. What is clear is that, as you say, this is the first time that Vladimir Putin himself has made these sorts of comments about civilian evacuation from Kherson, something we've been hearing from other military and local installed Russian government officials in this area, which they have annexed and claimed for themselves and occupied. What Putin said was that civilians should be taken out of the zone of the most dangerous action and that they should not suffer as a result of the fighting. One of the civilian Russian-installed officials there on Thursday was talking about potential military withdrawal across the Dnieper River to the side, to the eastern side, where the preponderance of Russian forces remain. So the other side of the river from the main city of Kherson, although he seemed to walk that back somewhat in another interview, saying that he hoped that would not happen. As for the Ukrainian military, a spokesperson for the Ukrainian military in the south of the country nearby, saying that this could all be a provocation designed to try to draw Ukrainian troops into Kherson and potentially into bloody street battles there. Certainly, for all the talk of withdrawal, Ukrainian intelligence has been talking about reinforcements of Russian troops inside Kherson as well. So this is extremely unclear. There has been a push for Kherson that's been going on by the Ukrainians since August. Partly that was used to make it easier for them to have advances in the northeast around the Kharkiv area. But again, the focus is very much on Kherson, but there's a news blackout there from the Ukrainian side. All of these competing narratives, it's very difficult to know what precisely is going on.
Harry Fawcett there, live for us in Kyiv with all the latest. Thank you very much, Harry.